Steve, first of all, I'd love to actually just to have you start for me at the very beginning.
Yes, it was a morning on September 15. I was just waking up to get ready to go to school, and then I heard a doorbell. And it was strange because no one usually came to my house that early in the morning, and I didn't want to answer the door because I didn't know who it was. So I woke up my mom, and she went out to answer it. And some officials started to come into the house, and I was still in the bathroom. And they told me that I had to get ready and get my dress up, get my clothes on, and if I had my passport with me. So I thought that there was nothing wrong with me, so I just gave them my passport. And when I stepped outside, someone pushed me into the car and searched me and handcuffed me at that moment.
What was your reaction when they did that?
I was definitely shocked and confused. I didn't know what was going on, and I thought that there was a mistake here because I had never done anything wrong. I have been always a law-abiding citizen, and I have never done any criminal acts. So I was definitely shocked and confused. I didn't know what was going on.
Did you think they were police officers or?
They told me that they were immigration, but they were also had some a police. They were dressed all in black and said police. ICE police, I believe. And they told me that I was to get deported, and I didn't think that I had any immigration issues, so I willingly just gave them my passport and told them everything. Later that day, they threw me into county jail.
So they didn't take your mother at that moment. They just took you.
Oh no, they did take my mother, but we were separated. She was in another car, and I was in another car.
And so you went to a county jail cell in San Francisco?
They actually took me to an ICE office, and we had like a waiting cell, and they threw us there. And then after like around 6 p.m., there were other people with me actually in the ICE immigration office. So it was about 30 other people. And they threw us all in a bus. Our feet were handcuffed too, with chains on our feet, and we went to Sacramento County Jail. It was a pretty traumatic experience.
Was your mother in county jail with you, or were you separated at that point?
She was in another level, I believe, because we're separated from everyone else, from the females.
So
So
you must.
I didn't know what was going on at all.
And you say a few times thrown. Were they pretty rough?
Yeah, they don't treat you like people there. They are very rude, and they treat you just as a criminal, like if you have done something really bad. And I was just going to school studying, and to be treated like that, it was definitely a difficult experience.
When were you sent to Arizona, or when did you know? I mean, what happened in county jail, and then when were you sent to Arizona?
I was in county jail for about 3 weeks. And I believe the 3rd week, my parents got released about on Monday. And I thought that because my parents were released, I was going to be released too. So this nightmare was finally going to be over. So they took me back into San Francisco in the immigration office, and they had me in a holding cell from 7 in the morning to 5 p.m. In the afternoon. And then they just gave me a paper to sign that changed that I was going to be changed of venue to Florence, Arizona. And if I didn't sign it, I was against compliance, and I could be sentenced to jail, to prison for a year or two.
Did they give you any reason why they were sending you to Arizona?
No, I kept asking them, why was I being sent to them, and they didn't respond to me. I also told them that if I could make a phone call to tell my family, because they are out here in San Francisco, and they never gave me the chance to do that either. My whole world just crumbled down because to take me so far to Arizona, from away from my family and my friends, away from the Bay Area, from California, they could do anything to me.
Had they told you at that point that they were planning to deport you to Peru?
Yes.
And when you found out it was to Peru,
I didn't know what to I was, why are my parents out and I am going to be deported back to Peru where I have no family or friends or a future for myself. All my goals and dreams are here, and I was just studying and hanging out with my friends the day before I was thrown in jail, and it all just happened so fast.
What was detention like in Arizona? What happened while you were there?
There were definitely more people who were coming from the border, because in Sacramento County Jail, there are more criminals that have committed something or have possession of drugs. But in Arizona, there are definitely more people who were crossing the border, and we were also there locked up almost all day and only had like an hour a day to see the sun outside.
About how many people did you meet who were in similar circumstances?
Many of them were set for deportation. Only a few could actually stay there to go to court and fight their cases. And people kept coming and leaving every single day. There was about 30 people that came and left like a week later to be deported.
Did you ever get to sit down and sort of talk with somebody in detail about your situation?
No, not at all. I was always kept in the dark. ICE Immigration never came and talked to me about my situation in detail. I was only able to talk to my lawyer, and she explained it to me.
And what were the conditions like in the detention center?
We are held in a cell, in a big cell, with about 60 other people. And there's only about 3 toilets and 4 showers for everyone. So we're packed like a tin can in this cell with so many people. We were stuck there. We couldn't go outside. We didn't have any freedom or any privacy at all.
I wonder, what kept you going in such confusing circumstances?
Definitely kept me going was talking to my family and friends, knowing that they were out here fighting for me to come home. And I was just so grateful that so many people were coming out to support me. I talked to my family at least once a day, and so I knew roughly what was happening outside.
When did you find out that Dianne Feinstein had intervened on your behalf and that you were going to be returned to San Francisco?
I actually found that out last Friday when I was released. They told me that I had an interview with immigration, and I never had any sort of contact with immigration before. So I was definitely, I didn't know what to expect. I was worried, and they put me on a waiting cell for about 2 hours. So I was getting pretty desperate in that cell. But after that, they finally came out and talked to me and told me that I was going to be released and going back home to San Francisco.
How soon were you able to get back into
No, when they release you, they actually just throw you out in Phoenix. They don't put you back on a plane to go back to where you came from or anything like that. They just throw you out in Phoenix. But I was lucky enough to have Xing Yang, my lawyer, buy me a Greyhound ticket to come back to San Francisco.
And I'm guessing you had to take a Greyhound because you didn't have ID?
Yes, I didn't have any sort of identification yet because they didn't give me back my password or my ID.
How did it feel to leave people because you happen to have this incredible groundswell of support in the Bay Area?
Some people out there told me that this was a step forward towards the dream act because there's so many people that are incarcerated right now who are in my position like myself, or just students trying to earn a higher education, and they are talented and educated people who want to make a change in this country, but they can't do that because they're undocumented. And they told me that to not forget them and to tell their stories, and that's what I will definitely going to do.
What are your plans now that, knowing that your release is tentative, what are your plans right now?
Definitely my priority right now is to do everything I can to be an activist for the Dream Act to get passed, to fix this broken immigration system that we have right now, and to stop deporting and incarcerating innocent students.
And are you also making any contingency plans in case you are deported?
I haven't thought about that yet, because my priority right now is just to support the Dream Act.
What was it like to see your mom again?
It was definitely really happy to see my mom again. She she gave me a really long hug when I came out of the Greyhound, and I was so happy to see her, to see her that she's okay and smiling right now.
I'm sure. And you weren't frustrated at all that you were never told that you were here illegally?
At first, the first few weeks I was incarcerated, I definitely had those thoughts on my mind. But after thinking about it more and more, it wasn't their fault, really. But we need to fix this system.
What was something that you really missed and have done since you got back to San Francisco?
I definitely miss taking a hot, long shower. That's the first thing I did when I came home. So after that, I was so glad to be sleeping in my own bed.
What's your reaction to people who say, well, you were here illegally, you broke the law, you deserve to be deported, that, you know, you live on the taxpayer's dime, all those types of things?
I think that they don't know many of the facts that we actually go through. My mother lived here, and she worked, and she paid her taxes every year. And we were just living here like any other American, and we are just trying to get a higher education. We want to improve this country.
I read that you wanted to be a nursing student and to open your own health clinic. Are those goals still there for you, or have they changed at all through this experience?
Oh, they are definitely the same. I still want to be a nurse and be able to open my own free clinic here in the Bay Area for the immigration community. But I'm now also more involved in passing the Dream Act and being involved in the immigration, in the lawyer's side of the immigration.
Steve, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you sharing your story.
Oh, thank you.